Welcome back, Noodle Squad. I am your host, Noel Mulkey, and you are listening to Noodle On with Noel podcast. We are back after, I think it's like 25 days. The last podcast I had was with John, and that was on April 9th. So I think it's a full month. I have taken a little break, but I am so happy to be back because I have missed ranting and raving and talking into this microphone about anything I want to talk about and put it out to an audience that cares and listens to whatever I want to talk about. And today's episode, the meat and potatoes of today's episode will be about 15-minute mark. Skip to the 15-minute mark because I am going to teach everyone today how to quit vaping. Yes, I'm going to teach you how to quit vaping. And I am an expert at quitting a lot of stuff. I've quit drugs. I've quit smoking. I was back in my day, I was a smoker. Now they do the vapes, and I guess people still smoke, but I'm going to tell you how to quit. But first, we need to get to a few life updates. Actually, there's not too many, but I did do, since I've been away, a couple things have happened, and this is where you can skip to 15 minutes where I get to the main subject of the episode. But if you don't want to, if you want to hear some stuff about my personal life and a little things and some updates about triathlon and this and that, then, you know, just put me in your ear and listen to the episode, because I am so excited to say I have officially signed up for a summer race. I will be doing Ironman Lake Placid. It's 2 hours away from my house, 2 hours away from the studio. And I'm super excited to actually do, like, focus on Ironman Lake Placid. And like, I've DNF there. I've done the swim and the bike and quit. And I have also been there super out of shape, watching it, depressed and super sad that I was on the sidelines and couldn't do it again. That was 2 years in a row. So this time I'm targeting it. I want to show up and do Ironman Lake Placid healthy. And I hope to see some podcast listeners there. I hope to meet people. I love, you know, one of the things after being injured on the sidelines for all last year, basically, is you don't, like, I felt, you know, I didn't feel like part of this community. And this is my community. Triathlon is my community. That's one of the biggest things I love about this sport, or any endurance sport that you get into in your adult life, is the community. And I have felt so far away from it. And I'm happy to look forward to something, look forward to getting back to integrating myself to the people I know in the Ironman community and racing them. You know, when you're not doing the race, you're definitely kind of, I don't know, just there. And I don't want to just be there. I want to be doing it. So that's kind of a big update. That's July 20th. I also, as of the last time I have podcasted, I am so excited to share, I came in second at my first ever road running race here in St. Albans, where I live now. Oh, wait, no, it's my first one in St. Albans. I did a half marathon in Burlington, but it was an 8.5 mile race. I did it in 51:59. That's like a 6:07 pace for the athletic, the run nerds out there. And I came in second. I was leading, but the guy who's won it 3 years in a row, he knew what he was doing. He knew that there was a big hill coming up. He knew to play it chill, and it showed. He knew exactly. He caught me exactly on the part he expected I would slow down on. I did, and he came flying by me. I had no response, but I was stoked. I cannot tell you after a year of injuries how good it feels to, like, get out there and race and, like, have a number on. It was like a full year, you guys, and, like, I was actually racing. I wasn't just, like, surviving. And I think it's a testament. Like, that basically changed my whole year. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love doing this stuff again. I love doing this stuff. And I can't imagine my life not doing this stuff. So that was kind of a big deal. It was fun. It was freezing. I want to say, I have to say, I feel like people who grew up in the cold, in cold environments like Vermont and stuff, and Oklahoma was no walk in the park in the winter. It got freezing there too. But they're just like built different up here. Like rain and cold and stuff just doesn't bother them. And for me, it's just like the worst thing ever. Like I hate getting out of the car. When you pull up to a race in the rain and cold, I think top 10 worst feelings on earth is getting out of that cozy car and into the rain and the cold and the wind and trying to warm up and then use the bathroom while you're like, and then waiting for the race to start. It's fun. It feels good once you like get it going. But yeah, that first initial getting out of the warm, cozy car at 6:30 in the morning, that's rough. Those are always rough. And you just gotta get out. So that happened. Okay. And then Ironman Triathlon has made a massive announcement. Drum roll. Where was I going with that? Ironman has made a massive announcement that they are now moving the Ironman World Championship back to a one-day format in Hawaii for the super triathlon, the triathlete listeners. Also, I noticed that I just did a lip smack, and this is my biggest goal this year for my podcast. It's to not lip smack. And I didn't even know what it was, and now I know what it is. And I have to actively try not to do it because it's a big habit of mine, and I'll point it out when I do it. So I'm not going to do it. But anyways, okay, so triathletes who listen to the Noodle On with Noel podcast, yes, big news in the triathlon space. Ironman has announced that they are going to move the world championship, full distance world championships back together on one island, Kona. As of it stands right now, the last 3 years had been the woman and men's race switch. They alternate between Kona and Nice, France. And the men were at Kona last year and the women were at Nice last year. And the year before that, it was switched. The men were at Nice, the women were at Kona. And this year, the men are going to Nice and the women were going to go to Kona again. But 2026, they have said they are bringing it all back together. And this is a big deal in the sport of triathlon, which I try to share news and events from and, you know, talk about it. And I don't really have much to add. I have seen the outpouring of support for this decision. And I've also seen some skeptics about this decision. I don't really have anything to add, except I'm excited it's in Kona the next time I get to race it, because I enjoy Kona. I enjoy Hawaii much more than I enjoy racing in Nice. I absolutely love Nice, the city. If it had nothing to do with triathlon, I'd love it even more. I'm actually not kidding. I'm just not a Nice. That course is not for me. I crashed at 42 miles an hour there. I've done it 3 times, and I never ever told. I said I'd never go back there to do it again, and I keep going back. And this time, we really don't have to go back. The world championship will be in Kona. There is a lot of controversy surrounding the woman, the one-day race. Instead of 2 days, it will be 1 day, so the men and women will compete together. And I have nothing to add. I have nothing to add except I'm happy for it. Except I do know that there are a lot of different opinions about a lot of the women feel like it's unfair in terms of slot allocation. I'm not even going to try to get into this because it's not my place. Because I'm not a woman. I'm not a woman. And I'm in full support of this. So I definitely think if you want to go see the controversy in terms of like what other people are saying is the bad part of this move and bringing the days back together, go. I urge you to read other people's opinions, mainly women, on this topic, because I don't really have much to add except I'm excited. I want it to go back to a one-day format. I've always said one-day format because the locals in Kona can't handle 2 days. They cannot handle 2 days of athletes swarming them. They just can't. I went there when it was a two-day format. It was like 6,000 people, 3,000 men on the men's day, 3,000 women on the women's day. And The infrastructure, it's such a small island. It's a tiny little island. The infrastructure can't handle it. Although, to be fair, they got like $45 billion in tourism industry from like that 1 week. So I don't know. That's my take on that. I'm going to stop talking about that because I don't really have anything to add. And I feel like I might say something that makes someone mad, people mad. I really don't have any skin in the game. All I know is I just want another chance at the world championship in Kona. I don't care about the world championship at Nice. It doesn't even feel real. And I don't care about it. That's my take. Yeah, we did the race. We found out the world championship is back in one spot. And, oh, another thing, guys, since the last time we talked, also the biggest theme park, as everyone knows, I am a massive theme park enthusiast, a thuzy, if you will. We're called thuzies. We are called thuzies. I'm a thuzy. Epic Universe has opened to pass holder previews, media, and what is Epic Universe, you might ask? I'm going to tell you. Epic Universe is the world's, well, first of all, it's the U.S.'s like first brand new amusement park. Like we haven't had like a brand new amusement park open in like 25 years, I think. I don't even know an actual whole theme park opening on U.S. soil hasn't happened in like a brand new, like normally you hear about theme parks getting expansions or a new roller coaster, but like it's been the same, you know, it's been Dollywood, Silver Dollar City for the Midwest. It's been the Universal's Studios, Islands of Adventure, Universal's Hollywood in California. Then you have the Disneylands and the Disney parks. And then you have all the Cedar Fair parks. You have Cedar Point, Carowinds, Kings Island, Kings Dominion, Canada's Wonderland. But as far as North America, they have not out in years, 20, I think it's like 25 years, they have not opened a brand new theme park all on its own. It's called Universal Epic Universe, and it looks amazing, and I'm obsessed, and I can talk all day about it, all day. But the reason I bring it up is because I found a new trainer video to watch, a new trainer set of movies. The one of the themed lands, Universal is going all out in terms of theming their lands, right? So you got in the park, you have five lands, and they are connected through these portals, is what they call it. So when you walk into a portal, you are immersed. I love when theme park designers use the word immerse. They love that word, immersive. It's an immersive experience. You know, it's an immersive experience when you walk into this land. They have the Super Mario Nintendo World is one of the lands. They have Dark Universe, which is one of the lands, which is like monsters and stuff. All the old scary movie monsters. They have Celestial Park, which is just a big park. And I think the reason they wanted it to feel like a park, like they put the park back in theme park, was part of their promos. So it's like an actual park. And as you can tell, guys, I'm getting so into this because I feel like I can talk about Epic Universe more than I can talk about the World Championship split, because that's how into this I am. And I've been watching it for 3 years getting built. Okay. If someone's ever passionate about something, listen, if someone's ever passionate about something like I am about this, and you dim that passion and you say, knock it off, I don't want to hear about it, or what are you yapping about? No one wants to hear. You're like the worst type of person. You're like the worst type of person. Let the person who's excited about what they're sharing be excited, okay? All right, we need to be excited. So I'm excited. It's palpable. It's palpable how excited I am about this theme park. Okay, so where were we? So Celestial Park, Super Nintendo World, and they have, Dark Universe. Harry Potter and the Ministry. Oh, no, it's Harry Potter World, but it's like set to like Fantastic Beasts era, which is like in France. I'm not really caught up on that. I just know the Harry Potter, like, Battle of the Ministry is one of the rides there. And then Celestial Park. And then the last but not least, the reason I even brought this up in the first place, is they have a How to Train Your Dragon Land, Isle of Berk. And I was like, oh my gosh. So as a thuzy, I'm going to have to go in this theme park eventually, right? But I have never seen How to Train Your Dragon. I've never seen it. I don't know the story. I know what it sort of looks like because I've seen, you know, I live on this planet. But yeah, it's been like, I guess these movies are really big and like it came out in like 2010 or even sooner, even earlier than that. Anyways, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot go and fully experience this theme park and be immersed if I don't even know what one of the everyone knows. You know, Dark Universe, everyone knows Einstein and, or not Einstein, Frankenstein and werewolf and stuff. Everyone knows Super Nintendo. You know, everyone knows Harry Potter. I don't know anything about How to Train Your Dragon. So I was like, I'm going to watch these movies. There's three of them from start to finish on the indoor trainer while I'm training for Ironman Lake Placid. And I have watched all three of them. And I must say, wow, I'm blown away. I'm blown away. What have I been missing? What a cool, like, story to grow up with. Like, we grew up with Harry Potter. I think this is like the generation above us who kind of grew up with Hiccup and Toothless, because he becomes a man. He starts off as a teenager and then he becomes a man throughout the movies, the three movies. And it's a perfect, oh my gosh, it is a perfect, it's like an absolutely perfect land. It's a perfect series genre to base a theme park land off of. I mean, I love it. I love it. So anyways, I was obsessed with that. I absolutely loved the three movies I watched. I'm caught up. If you need any How to Train Your Dragon info, that's like been a big part of the last month for me because I've watched all three movies and studied Epic Universe. And we're going to go there and I'm going to be informed. I'm going to know all the names of the characters. I'm going to be fully immersed in the How to Train Your Dragon land, Epic Universe. If anyone from Epic Universe is listening to this, long shot, but I would love to come visit and do some promo. So hit me up. DMs are open. Okay, so enough of the recap. I'm just training. I have something to do now. Well, let's get into the meat and potatoes, so to speak, of this podcast. Okay, this episode is how to quit vaping. Okay, well, how to quit anything. Quitting something you're addicted to is very hard. And I want to say vaping in general, it's like, it's an epidemic, people. Is that the word? It is an epidemic, people. And I actually read a study. Well, I didn't read a study. I saw a TikTok. Okay. I cannot get those two. We cannot get those two confused. Like, I saw a TikTok is not the same as I read a study. Okay. A TikTok, this mom comes on TikTok and she says to her, she's giving a warning to her audience, to us. She's giving a warning that her daughter was like, just turning 18 and had been vaping for 5 years, and she's just turning 18. Okay, I'll link it. If I can find the video, I'll link it in the description. But she was having like these cold sweats, hot and stuff, and she was feeling, having really hard time breathing, like a really hard time breathing. And she went to the doctors and they diagnosed her with popcorn lung, which is a big, big old red, which is the big old, like, that's the thing that vaping's causing, okay? But here's what I took from this, is this girl is just turning 18, right? And she's been vaping for 5 years. Okay, that's all, well, okay, and she already has, like, the late stage and the end game disease of the product she's been using, right? So what do I mean by that? Well, when back in the day, they would warn about smokers getting lung cancer, and which... yeah, it's definitely happens, but like you never heard of 18-year-olds getting lung cancer. And I mean, back in the day, people would be smoking from like middle school. Like I started smoking cigarettes as a freshman in high school. And so I would go, and I'm just like this girl had started vaping as a freshman in high school. I started smoking cigarettes, but I wasn't having lung cancer by 18, you know? That's so rare. That didn't happen. You hear about people getting lung cancer in their 40s and 50s. We're already seeing the end game, end stage of vaping by age 18, 5 years into vaping. It almost makes you like think like, okay, guys, we need to go back to cigarettes. Like, that's like not a lot of time, like 5 years in and you already have the what they warn about. And apparently it's happening even – and it's so unregulated. I'm pretty sure it's so unregulated that really like you get the wrong vape and a year into vaping you're already suffering from popcorn lung or respiratory illness. And I want to also say, gosh, the more you think about how vapes are like – I've like been really, really thinking about this. Like with cigarettes, we had to go outside. You had to go outside to get a cigarette. You know, you had to wait. You had to wait till your class was over. You had to wait till the movie was over. You had to wait till you're off the plane. You had to wait till you were at a rest stop to smoke your cigarette. You know, you couldn't smoke a cigarette 24/7. Literally, you have these people vaping, these teenagers, these kids vaping in their class. And not only just like vaping, like, I read a study, and I could be completely wrong, and I did read this. It wasn't just a TikTok. I read it somewhere that these vapes are so much higher in nicotine content. Like one cartridge is like a pack of cigarettes. Like one cartridge is like a 10-pack of cigarettes or something. So each inhale of their vape, they're smoking like an entire, like that's the equivalent nicotine of what an entire package of cigarettes would be. Something like that. Some crazy high number that's like hard to fathom. Like when I wanted my nicotine hit, I remember smoking the worst. I remember smoking the bad ones. We called them Marlboro Reds. They were like the bad ones, like because they weren't very smooth or something. I don't know. They had the least amount of filter. I don't know what it was about them, but that's the one I smoked. And I remember like you get a little nicotine buzz, like maybe once or twice throughout the day. These people are smoking these, taking these hits of these vapes that are massive, like massive vape clouds with massive amounts of nicotine in them. And that's just crazy to me. That is crazy. Like, I can't imagine being like, well, I can. I was. But I think if you've been doing that for 5 years, training your brain to just walk around and every and with a vape in your pockets or pockets or a backpack, and there's no regulation. You can just sit there and like vape all hour long in math class. There's no break. You just are doing this to yourself 24/7. So yeah, I am actually now thinking of like how hard it would be to quit, because I thought cigarettes were hard to quit. I mean, this is like next level. So I wanted to actually, and I'm almost positive that some of my followers are vapers, because it's just the demographic of my following. I just know that there's people out there listening who are like, what? You can help me get off vapes? I don't know if I can help you get off vapes, but I want to give you some tips. Okay. So Coach Knoll's tips for quitting vaping. All right. Okay. This is fun. Show and tell time for the people watching this on YouTube. You can see what I'm doing. For the people that's listening, go to YouTube and watch this, but I'm going to explain it. Coach Knoll's anti-vape bag. This is an anti-vape bag. Okay. What is that? This is for people who are actively trying to quit, who are actively wanting to quit, and you get a craving. You get a craving. But this is why instead of a big vape, you have a big bag. You have a bag. And let me show you. This is what I did to quit cigarettes. This is what I did to quit everything. Well, exercise was really what helped me quit everything. But I'm just picturing, say you're sitting in class, you know, and the lecture is going really long and really boring, and you're like, I just want to hit my vape real quick. No. Instead of your vape, you're going to reach for your anti-vaping bag. What do we have in here, people? Okay. So, anti-vaping bag. What do we have? First, dental floss. Okay, I know. What? Why is he pulling out dental floss? Okay, well, first of all, nothing makes you feel more in control with self-care. And honestly, what I would do is actually use a flosser, not dental floss, because I use those little flossers that are bad for the earth. But you don't want to do this in class. But if you're having a craving for a vape, I want you to floss your teeth. Just floss, you know? Get some mint freshness going on. I'm telling you, by the time you're done flossing, that little craving, that little urge will go away. Same with gum, okay? Next item in our no vaping bag. Instead of reaching for your vape, reach for some peppermint gum or spicy something. Gum can also be lollipops, wasabi, sunflower seeds, Twizzlers, something chewy, something long-lasting, a sucker, a lollipop, something spicy that when you have to finish the entire thing before you can get, before you're done, okay, that, boom, just like that, you've already passed another craving. Remember, this is two weeks at the most of like really hardcore training your brain to not vape anymore. Get past the first week. Get past the first 3 days, you guys. I'm telling you, the first 3 days, you're like, okay, I've done 3 days. I can do more. I can do, and I want you to take it one day at a time. That's what they say in the program. One day at a time. Next, so we have gum. We have dental floss. Okay. What's next in my anti-vaping bag? A scent, a perfume of some sort. Perfume. This is Elizabeth Arden's Red Door. But if you I need you to take a big whiff of something. You need a scent. I want you to have a scent or multiple scents in your anti-vape bag because this will transport you, you know, somewhere. Maybe you have coconut and it transports you back to your time in St. Lucia or Jamaica. And for a brief minute, instead of thinking of wanting a hit, you are carried away via your nostrils to a different time, a different place when you or maybe someone you love, you know, who wants you to quit vaping, wears Red Door by Elizabeth Arden. And I just want you to sit there and breathe, relax, okay? Then take your piece of gum, all right? And last but not least, okay, so we have scents. We have dental floss. Yes, I know that seems like an oddball, but that's a real thing. It feels very good. It feels very proper. Like brushing your teeth and flossing your teeth, I'm telling you, it feels like something productive. It feels like something you're doing that can, that I don't want to vape after that. You know, I just brush my teeth. I just floss my teeth. The next thing in the anti-vape bag is a journal of some sort, a piece of paper of some sort. Okay. Why do I have a journal in the anti-vape bag? Because, I am really craving a vape hit right now. Ugh, like really bad. What time is it? It's April 10th. It's May 10th. Check your phone. What time is it? It's 2:03 p.m. Boom. That was one of my cravings. So I want you to write down every time you have a craving. Every time. And by the time you're done writing it down and figuring out the date, I bet that craving will be gone. I bet it'll be gone. I bet you'll be like, oh, what was I talking about? Thinking about not vaping. I'm thinking about the date now. Oh, it's May 10th. Wow. Okay. And so the goal is you'll have a list of these cravings and then you look at them and they'll start to be less and less. less and less. And until you have none left, there's none left until you're literally not writing these down. And I'm telling you guys, I haven't smoked a cigarette or vaped or done anything of the sort for a decade. And I still get cravings. I still get cravings for a cigarette every now and then. It's just natural. It's just a human thing. But the problem is when we act on those cravings. But what we're not going to do, what we're going to do these days is we're not going to act on those cravings. I take it back. We are going to act on those cravings in a different way. We're going to do something about it. You're going to have Coach Knoll's anti-vape bag. I absolutely love this. I'm going to patent it and sell him. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, another few items to note, another few things you can put in your anti-vape bag is a note to yourself saying, shh, don't vape. Put that thing away. A little fidgety, I guess they call them fidget spinners, but some sort of fidgety thing for anxiety, like something to like a marble or something. Okay. And this is like a real thing, you guys. Like, this isn't just something I made up. Like, this is what they told me to do in rehab. So it's like they told me to do this in rehab when I was already quitting drugs and I wanted to quit smoking too. And I'm like, my whole life is just like giving up stuff, like quitting everything that made me feel good. And it's, I don't need any of it. You don't need any of it. No, you don't need any of it. I preach this for everything. I literally preach this for everything. But on top of all that, go run, you guys. Go exercise. The last thing in the entire world you want to do after a hard run, after your lungs are on fire from breathing, is inhale vape smoke or vape, inhale anything other than air. I'm telling you, go for a run. You don't want to inhale anything else but like air, fresh air. And I think it's becoming more and more, I think you'll find that it's becoming more and more regular for other people to stop vaping too. Like if you're trying to actively stop vaping, you can go to Reddit and find thousands of other people like-minded who are also in the same boat, also trying to stop vaping. Like, I think it's more and more common now that you'll find people going through the same thing. 10 years ago, when I was trying to quit cigarettes, I don't even remember of like using that as a resource, like a Reddit or social media, to try to find other people who are also quitting. So I think being with a group, and then also like, also I can't stress it enough. Like you do have to do it for you. Like you want to quit for you. Like you have to know like you're doing this because this is going to help in the long run. Obviously, everyone who vapes has heard it by now, has heard of popcorn lung. I don't think anyone's just out there willingly doing it because, like, I don't think people are out there vaping because they don't think there's consequences. They just don't care about the consequences or they just are too caught up in the moment of their current life. Like, whatever, I'll deal with that later. Right now, I just want to, you know, I'm trying to get this paper done. So vaping's helping. So let me just vape and get this paper done. Get this drive done. Get through this shift. Because I'm not worried about, you know, popcorn lung 8 years from now. I'm worried about my anxiety right now. And I feel like I can be a big resource for people trying to quit stuff. So I wanted to throw my hat into the ring as someone who people look up to in terms of quitting stuff, in terms of coming out the other side of addictions. Because I swear, cigarettes and nicotine addiction is like the hardest one. Like it is a very hard addiction to quit. I used to think I was gonna. I'm glad I looked this up too because I used to think that I used to think that before these I used to think that nicotine created its own pathway in your brain. Apparently I'm wrong. I looked that up. I'm glad I didn't say that. That would have been misinformation. It doesn't create its own pathway. It just activates the reward pathway in your brain. So when you hit it, it's rewarding you. And so our goal is to train that reward path to be activated in some other way. Not from vaping. And it will eventually be activated from a run, from a good piece of candy, from music. But right now, what's taking all of that is the nicotine, is the vape. That's taking all your pleasure, okay? that's what's taking that reward, and we need to train it to be rewarded with something else. And that's kind of the goal with getting off of anything. Obviously, your health is the main concern, but I really just wanted to share my tips, you guys, because I have been looking at, where were we? Where was I? I don't know where I was, but was it in, no, because you really can't vape in air. Maybe I saw it on a video or something about, anyways, I just see these people and they're just sucking on their vapes and putting it away and putting it away. And like, I don't know, like, gosh, it would suck to be like chained to something, because I used to be like that. Like, I would hate to be chained to something, and you don't need it. You don't need it. Your body will love you for it to get clean air. And lungs are really meant to breathe air, you guys. And that's kind of my two cents. I hope this isn't coming off as judging people who are vaping, because it's not in any way judging. It's more just telling you, like, hey, get, if you are going to get off of it, here's a really good tried and true way. And the 2 week, guys, I'm telling you, and one of the biggest things they told us, I mentioned the program earlier, and I'm thinking, like, people don't even know what that is. The program, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous. I feel like it's becoming less and less relevant. Those are kind of big when I was first getting sober, but now they're, I don't know about them now, but I will say one of the biggest, the saying in the program was, one day at a time. And literally that works with anything in life, you guys, like one day at a time. You've made it through one day without vaping. Okay, great. You can do it again. I do want to say another tip about this, guys, is it is the best method to do it cold turkey. Stuff can work either way, but when I say cold turkey, I mean just like don't give yourself like leniency. I'm quitting, but I do smoke on the weekends still. You know, I'm quitting, but I still vape when I drink. Yeah, I'm stop. No, if you give yourself a little pass, you keep giving yourself passes. If you are quitting vaping, but you're still quitting, but you still vape when you drink, which is 3 nights a week on the weekend, you know, I was quitting, but I'm trying to get through this paper. You're giving yourself passes. And then it's just off and on. Easiest method is just to cold turkey quit it. Just stop. Throw it all away. You know, instead of just, I didn't vape Monday through Friday so I can vape on the weekends. You're still addicted to vaping. You're still vaping. And the goal is to stop. And I'm wondering now if anybody who actually listens to the podcast even vapes. Can you imagine? I just put out this podcast and not a single listener vapes. If you vape and you have made it to the end of this segment, or I guess to this episode, please comment, wow, that was helpful. Because that'd be funny if I just have athletes who have no interest in vaping, who don't vape at all, just listening to this, and you're like, well, if I ever start vaping, I'll know how to quit. Thanks, Noel. That's all I got for you today. It was a I thought this through. I was like, I want to help people get off of vaping. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to quit vaping. Really, seriously, I'm making a whole series on TikTok and all my socials of how to quit vaping. I think I can help people get off of this nasty, nasty habit. And that's all I have for you today, you guys. I want you to make a anti-vape bag. If you make an anti-vape bag, tag my podcast. Show me your anti-vape bag. Okay. And, and that's really all I have for you today. I'm so excited to be back to podcasting. I absolutely forgot how much I love doing this. I can just talk. I'm excited to get some more guests. I've put out my feelers for more guests. If you are loving the podcast, please rate, review, comment, like, subscribe. We're on YouTube. We're on all listening platforms. And when I say we, I just mean me. It's all me. I'm doing all of this by myself, and I'm loving it. And I can say whatever I want. So this is Noodle On with Noel. Welcome back, people. And I hope you have an amazing weekend. reach out. Seriously, guys, reach out if you have trouble. If you're having trouble quitting, well, if you want to quit anything, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help. Okay. Coach Noel's here to help. Okay. And I love you guys, and I will see you next week.